Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, man, and welcome to the Rusty Station. I'm your host, Reggie, filling in for Kyle just for a little bit. My boy is not there right now, you know, but he's coming. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm a little bit more liberal than he is, and I want to thank you for tuning into the conversation. You know, he only works 40 jobs. His wife works 49 jobs. But it's just a joke, man, you know. But before he gets here, I want to get into some stuff, because we disagree on some things, you know, but we do have the same father. His name is Jesus Christ. And I want to get into one of my favorite verses, Revelations chapter 3, that says, you know, we serve a God that can open doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place you an open door that no one can shut. You've kept my word, but you've not denied my name, you know. Just kidding, folks. That was me, but welcome to the conversation. I did that because guess what? We have a 51st state in Puerto Rico. That's what everyone's talking about, because they're going to have 50. We're going to have to get, well, actually they voted. Only 24% of Puerto Rico voted, but the majority voted to become a state. But we have to vote on it as a Congress and all that. And it's so far from becoming a reality. But everyone's like, well I'm going to have to throw away my flag. What am I going to do now? Because my flag's going to have 50 stars, not 51. And if you're OCD and there's, you know, and you have all this stuff and you have 51
maybe
stars.
52, because your wife doesn't have a number OCD, they have to be even.
Yeah, and it's like, it's so far from being a reality, but it's something that they did the 13 stars. I never said you were, but you saw how the flag was. It was a circle. Anyways, folks, thanks for tuning in. But don't worry, everything's going to be okay, because Dennis Rodman's going to the DPRK. I mean, they want to kill us, but he's going to go there as a private citizen. Also, one, I think there's been a couple, but there's a lady, Denise Richardson, who is pardoned by Barack Obama, and she's already back behind bars. Gee. That was quick. Hey, at least he tried. I mean, I don't think she had, I don't know. I don't, a lot of those pardons I was against, but hey, he tried it and it didn't work. Well, if you haven't heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've seen it on a couple websites that Charles Manson has been granted, like, freedom, parole. He's been granted parole, I guess. Whether it's true or not, from like three websites, that's something. He's been granted parole, but he's near the end of his life anyway, so. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals again blocks Donald J. Trump's travel ban on six majority Muslim nations, claiming all these tweets that he said that it's whatever. It's bullcrap. The president has the right to protect this nation. I don't know how these courts are able to stop him from protecting us. Every other president's done it. I'm going to get into that. You know, instead of Marshall, it's Russia. I mean, get over it, okay? I know probably 50 years from now, they're still going to be saying, well, you know, Trump's in conclusion. Trump got president because, you know, he's dead, get over it. No, Russia was involved. They know they were. No, they're not. Get over this self-righteous crap. Also, what happened at the Tricky Triangle in Pennsylvania? And also, we're going to look into the Premier League, folks. Yes, 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 the Premier League. And as you look into it, they have a wonderful roster of the retained list. Who is being retained by United and who is being sold? I will get into that. And welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And that's my Jamaican accent. Actually, when I was in school, I had a guy believing that like I had like a black mother and a white father. I told, whatever. Yeah, my wife is starting to become PC for some reason, so I don't know. I think she's got PC principle, but I got a kid for like a week because he was staying with his girlfriend in school, and I had him for a week thinking I was like had a black mother and a white father. And I said, feel my hair, it's very wiry. I have that like part of my hair is that like really wiry. And he believed me. He finally came over and he goes, man, I just want to say something, man. He goes, I was making fun of you, man, because I didn't really believe you. But, you know, it must be hard having like a white mother, you know, like a black mother and a white father and all that stuff. And I finally had to come clean. He's like, what the heck? But, you know, anyways, it was one of, but like with this whole thing with, because I want to get into this Puerto Rico. It is because even, okay, only 24% of the population voted and like 90% of them want to become a state. There's, I mean, they've been a commonwealth of the U.S. for a very, very long time. From what I'm understanding, I don't think you have to have a passport to go to Puerto Rico because it's basically like a state. Well, you have to have a passport to go to Canada. Yeah, you do. Ever since 9/11. Yes. But anywho, I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, it take a lot. Not that I don't want them to be a state or anything like that, but it's something for me that it would take a lot because Congress would have to approve it. You have to go through all these steps. And so it's one of those things that very interesting that. Yeah. But then, I mean, not even a majority of the country voted. Imagine like Trump getting elected president and only like 10% of the nation voted. That's kind of like what, 24%? So that leaves a big segment of the population that, what do they support? Do they and that's the big issue we really are dealing with here in this is. But it's just, okay, they didn't vote. So what do they stand? Or do they not care? Or are they just trying to get a bailout from us to help that nation because it's struggling? Who knows? Who knows? It's just one of those wonderful facts that's going on that, you know, they act like, because so many people like, my gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to have like 51 stars and the whole world's going to come to an end. But don't worry, we have a savior, Dennis Rodman. He's going to go to the DPRK in North Korea. He's going to fix everything. I mean, I don't like this is a post. This is a tweet, basically like a thing from Trump. So it's kind of like, well, you know, basically. Okay, let them shame them. Okay, they want South Korea wiped off the earth. They want to wipe off America. Many nations they want to take off and wipe off the face of the earth. But Dennis Rodman is going to go to North Korea. I mean, 90% of those people don't even get to see and meet the dear leader, and he's going. I look at it like this. If you want to be a citizen, go ahead, you take him. You take them. But I don't get it. I don't know what he plans to gain from this. From what I've heard, it's like, oh yeah, he wants to do all this happy-go-lucky stuff. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to, like, he wants to try to make relations, but, like, he's going to fix relations between us and North Korea, really. Oh, don't worry, I'm a black guy, I fix everything. I don't get it. I don't understand. This is fun. Texas woman granted clemency by Obama last year back in prison. A Texas drug dealer is back in prison a year after she was granted clemency by Barack Obama. Carol Denise Richardson, 49, was sentenced to 14 months in prison last week for violation of terms of her suspension and supervised release, according to Department of Justice. Prosecutors say she committed 5 separate violations of these terms. The defendant was literally given a second chance to become a productive member of society and has wasted it. But I will say this, though, in her defense, but this is what this one guy said. He goes, okay, that's what you don't understand. Guess what? I've been in prison 10 years. I get out. I have nowhere to live. I have no money. I have no job. No, where am I going to go? Who's going to hire me to work? What am I going to do? All I know is robbing and stealing. I'm gonna have to either panhandle, rob, steal, or do some sort of like Monty foolery, where I know a game where I can do this game where I can win every time. I can rig this thing. I got 3 plates. One of them has a star under it. If you find the star, you win the money, and I can do it to where you can never win. That way I gotta do. That's all they know is all this shady stuff to get money. They don't know anything. There are people like, well, at least in prison, I had a place to stay. I had food. I had clothing. I come out here, I have nothing. And some of them have to go back to that. I mean, that's a fact. I'm not saying that every person you give that chance to is going to screw it up. Some might not, but a lot will. A lot of them will say, okay, I can go to the liquor store and for $70, I can buy all these liquors, mix it up, put it in these bottles, sell them for $10 each, and I can make $1,000 on $70 investment. Why would I work? I pick up this kilo of cocaine, I deliver it here, I get $1,000. I do that 5 times a week, there's $5,000. I can't do, that's just one simple little thing I do and I get $5,000 a month. Why would I do anything that's illegal and I went to jail for it? What the heck? And that's one of the issues. But this is what really gets me. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has blocked Donald J. Trump's travel restrictions. It's not a ban. I don't know why they keep calling it a ban. He's just taking 6 nations that are majority Muslim nations and restricting people from coming there to try to protect us American citizens. There's a reason why we didn't try to stop Obama's travel ban when he did it. Because we want to protect America. That's probably when Obama restricted people coming into this country, it's about the only thing I supported of him. You know? Hey. I'm just saying, folks. It's something we got to do. Okay? Sorry if a few people are going to get screwed up in the process. But if we have to screw three people in the process to save 20,000 people, sorry. I would, if you told me, I knew Shannon, who the lead singer of Blind Melon. He's from this region, grew up around here. I've met so many famous people, it's not funny. But anyways, there were people that when we went to the vigil for him, when they used to have the vigil on his gravesite, that they, because of 9/11, they had a hard time getting a passport to get here. And it took them a couple years, and they respected that. They understood that. They said, yeah, I wish I could have gotten here. And some people never even got to see who he was because they just get like a blank CD where it's recorded. They don't have any images, so they don't get to see who the guy is. They just hear the voices. And of course, when you sit there and you tell stories and things, you know, it's a good time. And we keep his memory alive. I mean, I do kind of feel like, okay, well, the Grateful Dead were around for a very long time, and they got a, you know, decent send-off when Jerry died. But, like, you know, Blind Melon wasn't around as long, and, you know, there are some people that think that, oh, they should, like, after, like, 2 weeks, it's kind of like, okay, it's over. I'm like, well, you know, they were big. They were like a Moby Grape or Tower of Power. They're like a flash in the pan. They're there and they're vivid. They're amazing. And then bang, it's over. If they did a 30-year career, let me tell you, they would have been months talking about them. But when people couldn't make it to the vigil because of travel restrictions, they understood. They got that. You know, some people, it's like that lady interviewing that guy. He goes, I don't want to be here. I want to be back in Somalia. I want to be where I'm from. You're trying to tell me that all these evil Republicans don't want us here. We don't want to be here. We want to be back where we want to be in our home nation. Yeah. But that's how it works. Okay. You know, I don't understand. The president has the ability. So if 9/11 happens and if a 9/11 happens again and Trump tries to put things in place to keep us safe, are the Democrats going to say, oh, you can't do that. You can't pat people down before they go into a stadium. Can you believe it? Trump wants to have extra security at airports. How dare he? I don't know if you remember, I think it was like around 2004 through like 9, somewhere around in there, when that guy mailed himself via air freight on a commercial airliner. And it wasn't until he was signed and delivered for that he got exposed, proving that everything under the plane does not get checked. It's amazing. I don't, not many people know this, but before 9/11, like when 9/11 happened, they stopped every plane and they checked every single solitary item that came into this country under those planes. And they had tons and tons and tons of Cuban cigars at O'Hare Airport. They had cases and cases. Okay, here's 70,000 packages and they're all Cuban cigars. None of them were checked. I didn't care. You used to be able to buy Cubans all the time from like China or places, and you bought them at your own risk. If you got caught, you got caught. 90% of the time, they were shipped on a plane. Bam! Now you know. It was amazing what was not even being checked. It's amazing how many things that Trump's trying to do that no one's ever had a problem with. But now that Trump's president, they have a hair at their butt. I've even had attorney friends saying, I don't know how this is even legal.
You're saying that, oh, it violates your First Amendment rights.
Okay.
Yeah.
That guy that said that judge, you need, Muslims, you need to behead that dude.
That Ninth Circuit Court judge, behead him. Maybe it'll wake the left up if they get attacked.
Maybe there needs to be a Muslim van that runs over a bunch of gay people, and then they would still find a way to blame us.
Well, if you supported them and let them in here, they wouldn't be doing this.
Even though there are Muslims on record saying that we don't want peace, we want chaos, we want to kill. Even though these are not our words. This is them saying this.
Like whenever I had people, oh, you're just a racist.
Well, this is a black person saying this about Obama. Well, he didn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Just don't worry, folks.
Everyone that voted for Trump is a racist, you know. That's what a guy said on C-SPAN today. Yep. That's why I married someone that's part Native American, because I'm racist.
I just want to, Trump kind of said this today and tweeted and stuff. He goes, if it's the greatest healthcare plan ever devised, we will get zero votes by the obstructionists, the Democrats. And I agree, but I want to say this, though. There are Democrats that are saying, oh, this supposedly Senate healthcare bill thing that's in the Senate, Democrats haven't seen it. I'm like, why should you care? You didn't read Obamacare. You just passed it. All these Democrats now have to read the healthcare bill that Trump's passing, but their healthcare bill, we have to read it to see what's in it. So we're going to have to pass it first, and then we can read it to find out what's in it. You know, we're not legally allowed to open up a bill until it's passed. How long did Republicans have to have a health care plan in place? The whole time Obamacare was enacted. They've had six, seven years. Okay, here is our plan. Okay, they could have went when Obamacare was being introduced and possibly passed and say, here is our Republican bill. Read it and weep. But they didn't do it. That's what the American people are fed up with. Well, you know, and the Democrats are right. Well, Obamacare is failing, folks, but where's the Republican solution? What have they done to try to fix it?
It's just like this Russian investigation when they had Jeff Sessions testify today. It's just, I don't think if this was a Democrat, this would be going on. And if it would be going on, there'd be proof that he did it, but they wouldn't, but they would just let it go.
Let it go. Oh, it's okay. It's only a Democrat that did it, so don't worry.
The former U.S. Attorney General says this is kind of news breaking, that Obama is guilty of real Hillary Clinton obstruction. Whether it's going to amount to anything, because there's a lot of things coming out where, guess what, folks? Fast and Furious was BS. Okay? They knew about the guns. They knew about this. It was all a cover up. The people that were the border patrols didn't realize that they had these beanbag guns. And when they had these beanbag guns, guess what happened? These guys had real guns. All they could have done is hope that the beanbag gun would have hit him in the chest and stopped their heart. They didn't know they were going up against real guns. But guess what? Oh, when people died and they lied to the families. I mean, this is all coming out to be true, which we knew it was, that they were lying. But guess what? Don't worry, because is anything ever going to happen? You know, that I think when it may be 5 years down the road or 8 years down the road or 10 years down the road, all these things that we've said on the right for the whole time, I wonder when they're going to come out and say, yeah, Obama was born in Kenya. I wonder when that's just going to, because he was. But I think it will, but what difference is it? What are they going to do? Nothing. It's not going to change anything. You know, if he's really guilty of Hillary Clinton obstruction, I don't think anything's going to be done. So it's kind of like all this stuff is nice and dandy, but if it's going to amount to nothing, well, guess what? We knew, yeah, Obama lied here, he lied there, he did this, he allowed people to die in Benghazi. Okay. What good is that coming out if nothing's going to be done to him? If he's not going to face justice for what he did. I mean, not that the left is going to do anything about it. It's not like they can say, oh, whatever, you believe that. I mean, Trump's trying to do stuff to make this country better, and all they do is Russia, Russia, Russia. Okay, there's not one piece of evidence that said that they changed votes or anything, so just move on, folks. And they need to move on. I mean, all this stuff is great coming out about proving our point that how corrupt Obama was, but if nothing's going to be done to him, what difference does it make? This is interesting. My producer sent me this, and I just thought, this is funny. Black Lives Matter protesters stop a gay pride protest. This is funny. It's always amusing when leftists eat their own. The latest example came on Saturday when activists from a group called No Justice, No Pride shouting, hey, hey, no, no, these racist cops have to go, blocked and stopped the gay pride parade in Washington, D.C. Some of the activists who had been shouting Black Lives Matter chained themselves together using cables and locks, connecting themselves across the route so police could not remove them. No Justice, No Pride group issued a press release in which they stated, DC queer and Chan community is no longer willing to accept that pride is impossible without support and deeply prophetic corporate sponsors. The group slammed the Capital Pride Alliance, which organizes the annual parade, saying it has consistently demonstrated that it has more interested in accommodating the interest of the Metropolitan Police, of the corporate sponsors, than it is in supporting the very communities in it supposedly represents. It's just, I just think it's hilarious, man. I just think it's funny as heck. Capital Pride always has and will continue to respect a wide range of diversity and people and viewpoints within the LGBTQ community. Pretty soon, there's going to be called like non-denominational semi-human species.
But hey, you know, pretty soon you're just gonna have to, is it just like how you had to learn what like LOL meant and all these different like little shorthand scripts. Pretty soon you're gonna have to know that for all these different types of people. Now, Dad, remember, that is a non-denominational, transgender, non-biotic species. They don't really see themselves as a human or an animal. They kind of consider themselves a non-earthly being that lives here on planet Earth, you know? I don't know. Not that I'm against them at all, like gays or lesbians or anything, but there was a time when I don't remember people wanting to be something other than a human being or a man or a woman.
I guess I miss the old days
with simpler times. But hey, what can I do? There was a New Jersey teen who had his Trump t-shirt reportedly blacked out in yearbook photo. This is crazy. I would have never have heard of this when I was in school, but then we never wore like, I mean, we always had to wear very nice clothes. That we could, you know, my mom would have been, I don't care if you support Reagan, you can take that shirt off and wear a button-up shirt and a tie or something. But a New Jersey student said the Trump Make America Great Again on his t-shirt was allegedly blacked out in his yearbook photo. Wall Township High School junior Grant Bernardo told the Newark Star-Ledger he wore his Trump shirt on yearbook photo day. Bernard's image proofs had the logo still present in his school ID, reportedly had it too. So like his proofs and everything had it, and his school ID had it. But when he got his yearbook this week, the logo on his t-shirt appeared to be censored. That's sad. Bernardo said another student's Trump logo was blocked out, and a third student had the quotation by Trump removed from her photo. Superintendent Cheryl Dreyer told families in a letter that her office is investigating the incident as an allegation of censorship and possible violation of First Amendment rights. So this actually superintendent supports what they had. She's against. She's trying to find out why they blocked it out. See, when I went to school, I remember I had an art teacher. And I'm not going to mention names or anything. And everyone asked, like, who'd you vote for? I don't talk. Politics is not a school issue. If it is in government class, I may talk about politics per se, but I'm not going to say which way I stand one way or the other. I'm not here to tell you what to believe or not to believe. I'm here to tell you, this is how the Constitution is. This is what's going on. This was the State of the Union address by Bill Clinton. This is what he did. This is what you do. This is what happens. I'm not going to say, well, here, can you believe he said this? I can't believe. No, we would watch it. And it wasn't about yay or nay. It was about, this is the process. This is what he does. He's addressing on the state of our nation, good or bad. And she goes on to say that there's nothing in the student dress code that would prevent him or her from expressing their political views or whatever. I have heard that there have been Mexicans that try to bring a Mexican flag to a pep rally. And it's like, what does that have to do with school spirit? Nothing. I can understand that going to the wayside, but just one of those things, folks, that I would have never have thought to wear like a Reagan button to school.
You know what, though? There's nothing wrong with the hat. No one should buy one.
Yeah.
No one buy one when they wore Obama crap.
Nope.
I don't get it, but hey. You know, now it's like politics is like the forefront. Now everyone is like, yo, what's up? My name's Mandisa, and this is how I politically believe. Since I'm a superstar, this is what I'd be like. Well, since I'm seeing that everyone that supports Trump is increasing in their wealth, yeah, I support Trump. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, I think I said on the program too that the year following Prince's death, his album sales quadrupled, like tenfold. He was selling million times more than he ever did. It's amazing. Like, I bet you if you look into it, same thing with Dan Fogelberg. When he died, I bet you his people like ran to buy his stuff. I didn't run to buy his music. I just put on his records and was in tears because he was an amazing guy. Amazing. His way with words. Words incredible. But now it's almost like let's see who can make the most idiotic tweet out there. And I think the most idiotic thing said is Maxine Waters, where she's like, well, you know, if Hillary Clinton had become president, we should fire Comey, but since Trump's there, it's wrong for him to be fired. That makes no sense. But she never really does. But hey. It's just one of those things, folks. It don't make sense. Trump is trying to make sense. But you know who complained a lot that, you know, a ton of people complained that this guy didn't make sense and didn't know what he was doing, and Lord help him. And you know who that man was? Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, that's right. Abraham Lincoln was always told, he don't make sense. He doesn't know what he's talking. He doesn't know what he's doing. And look at what he did. Freed all you black people that support people that really don't like you. And you don't have to take anyone's word for it. Just look at all these Democrats that wanted to keep the Confederate flag above South Carolina's, you know, the state capitol. And then when it became a racial issue, then those same Democrats that wanted it there were fighting to take it down. I don't get it. I don't understand. And there's millions of that go on and on and on. I could be here for 5 hours just talking about issues where, okay, this is when Maxine Waters said this, and here's her saying the exact, contradicting herself 2 days later. It goes to prove my point when Stephen Colbert is like, well, we fired Comey, Trump did. And all the crowds are like, congratulations, like, yeah, cheering them on, like, oops. Oh, crap. I guess they didn't get the memo that now we want to keep Comey. We have a problem, folks. We have a problem. The new agenda is we want Comey instated. We want Comey back. I know you said you heard it from us that we want to have Comey fired, but now we want him back here. We've changed our stance. It doesn't fit our agenda that we change every 2 minutes. About 18 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are around the world. I wonder if Trump can take Rodman's passport and, like, you know, like, I wonder if he can, like, bar him, okay? Yep. Yep, we're revoking your citizenship. You're going to be a DPR cases, and now you're going to live with Kim Jong-un. You're going to be in one of those concentration camp things where you're going to be, like, doing whatever they tell you.
He loves Rodman. They've been hurt anybody.
Oh, I know. Yep.
Yep. They love each other. I wonder what they do. I mean, I just wonder what happens when the cameras aren't rolling, if they're doing something, you know? Hey, just saying. I don't get it, man. That guy wants to wipe us off the face of the earth, and you're going to go visit him? I don't get it. There is a Shakespeare play that's going on in New York. It's Julius Caesar. And as you watch it and you get into it, you will see that they take a guy that looks like Donald J. Trump, and he gets stabbed to death. And they have had many, many people outraged. Two of the huge, it is Delta and Bank of America, who have dropped all their funding.
I agree, it's in poor taste. But, and Julius Caesar, Caesar's the ruler, and they kill him. Trump's our president. It's a modern day version of Julius Caesar. That's what happens in the play. It's not like they just wrote it.
No. But then they could have made sure that the guy that gets killed doesn't look like Trump.
And it wouldn't be our president. Like, it wouldn't have been Julius Caesar. The emperor.
Yeah, but they could have made him look like something else. So that they... Because that's the point. Okay, if that was Obama and they did that, what do you think they'd be? They'd be all in prison.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying. You know, they could have done it. They could have fictitiously made up someone like they do in movies where, like, I'm going to play the president. They could have done it in Dukes of Hazzard and had Boss Hogg and someone play him as Julius Caesar. But yipper. Folks, it's amazing. It's amazing, folks, as we are in the transfer window, and I think I'm about to make my wife have a heart attack right now, because in a good way. Because they have done the transfer window and they've done the retaining list of the clubs. And Wayne Mark Rooney is being retained by Manchester United, as is David De Gea. He's being retained by Manchester United. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is not going to be with Manchester United, as I've already reported. He's up there in age. So if he plays another season, he might. But if he would have stayed at United, he might have gotten one more season in, but it's going to be all the transfers and everything. And I do have a transfer announcement, though, because if I can get to this here, folks. The Reds agreed to transfer. I'm going to bring up the article here, folks. The Reds agreed to transfer for Victor Lindelof. He is from Benfica. If he passes the medical examination, the international clearance, and personal terms and stuff like that, you know, they have agreed to terms, and they are in the process of gaining him. And he's an incredible player, incredible striker. This is like Christmas, because you don't know who you're going to get or who's going to go where. As many of you know, Austin Wenger is staying at Arsenal. He's been given 2 more years. I don't know why, but hey, I'm not on the board. I'm not the one making million-dollar decisions, you know. So, but I just think he has been there. He's done his time. They need to move on and find someone else. That's just one radio host. I mean, really, what has he brought to the team as far as trophies or any type of medal? He really hasn't done anything. If that was a restaurant, you'd be closing the doors. I'm just saying. I'm not saying anymore, but hey. But I've been going through the retaining list and stuff, and it's pretty amazing. I think it's going to be, hopefully on Thursday, I think I'll have some time to go through and look at who all is being kept at all the teams and stuff. And this is a really exciting time, because, I mean, imagine if they had that at like the NFL level, or okay, like who is the manager going to keep on the NFL team? Who's coming? Who's going? You know? So, Manchester United, Bailey, Daley Blindstein, Michael Carrick, David De Gea. It's going to be interesting. You know, Max Oliver has an offer. Joshua Andrew has an offer. Michael O'Hara has an offer. Olaleo. I can't even pronounce the last name. Olosunde. He has a pending offer. Thomas Charlie Scott, you know. Luke Shaw is being retained. Matthew Bullock has an offer, so it's going to be interesting. I think
since we've improved and won the Champions League, I think we're going to get better, and I hope. And I think it's going to be something that Manchester United is going to want to. If we don't see improvement on this year and do better. Mourinho's under a microscope. Yeah, we're in the Champions League, but he's under a microscope. And, you know, if we're not improving, they're going to say, okay, yeah, well, you guys are in the Champions League, but we didn't really do anything. And now we're in fifth place, and we're not in the Champions League next year, and, you know, whatever. You know, he's going to have to keep them in the Champions League. And, you know, it's different, I think, than the NFL, because in the NFL, I think they'll keep coaches a lot longer. I've seen coaches win a Premier League and get second place, and they're not, you know, and they're outed. So, totally different scenario. But, I mean, I'm just excited that Wayne Rooney's going to stay, and rightly he should. He's got a couple years left. Let him ride out in the sunset, and then whatever he does after he retires from the Premier League, whether he goes to the LA Galaxy, or the New York Red Bulls or the MLS or something, or if he just stays there and, you know, does management and helps out Manchester United in some form, or if he goes and works for Middlesbrough or like Stoke City or whatever. You know, I think he would be a great addition to any team no matter where he goes. Wow. It's just that time of year again. I don't know where y'all living, but where we are right now, it's like 900 degrees Kelvin, because I work in the kitchen during the day and it's so hot, and 95 million degrees, and finally get done with work because I've cracked my I have an iPhone 6 and I cracked my screen. And like if you go to I want to fan a little bit, because if you go to, what is that, like, Batteries Plus for $59, because they have a $10 savings thing you get online instantly, you can get your battery replaced on your iPhone. But it's like $109, so it's like $99 if you want to get your screen fixed. And they said, like, well, if your battery goes, like, 3 days into having your phone, or even, like, 1 day into having your phone and the screen's cracked, they won't replace it. I guarantee you they can make these to where the screen won't crack. I know they can. They just won't make any money. They don't put batteries in these things like they used to because, well, you know, if you can go in for $10 or $15, put in a new battery. No, when your battery has issues, oh, you got to replace the whole damn phone. Oh, you got the insurance? Yeah, that $40 a month and you're paying insurance. Oh, yeah, that's going to be $500 to have the phone looked at. That's not to fix it, it's just to look at it. Now, if we find that the battery is the issue, then it's another $600 on top of that to get the battery, to get you a whole new phone. And, I mean, because I sat there, I always thought, like, if you had insurance, okay, here you go, I get my new phone. Nope. You have to pay $100. Then they ship you a phone next day, and then you get, like, really? And you only get, like, two issues. I don't know. The only thing I have noticed that's good is they're saying that, like, if you have, like, an old iPhone case, like a 6, it'll work for the 7. Like, the 7 and 6 are the same size, and the 6 plus, like, the pluses are the same, like, the 7 plus and the 6 plus are the same, and so. But I will say this, do your math. Go to AT&T, go to Verizon, whatever. They'll have, like, $50 for these, some of these cases. Go on Amazon, you can get, like, an OtterBox for $20, $18. Do the free shipping. Bang. Because I know when I get a new phone, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my old LifeProof on there, and I'm going to get me a $19 case from Amazon and get the two-day shipping where it takes, like, 5 days to get here, but it's free. And when it comes, you know, do your math. You can always find deals where people sit there and I get a tax ID number and I sell it to you from the factory to me for cheaper. I mean, eliminating middlemen. If you do your homework, you can find a lot of good deals. Especially, you know, if you see something like, oh, I've seen stuff on Facebook all the time. Oh, I love it. This would be cool to have. And I've gone on eBay and I've seen anywhere from $50 down to like $20 for the same item. You know, as we're all money conscious as we have to be in this day and age, you know, you gotta do your homework. Got to do your homework, folks. And sometimes you get a good deal. Sometimes you get a decent deal. Sometimes I've bought something, and then, like, right after I bought it, I can find it for even cheaper than I paid for it. But still, okay, it was $140, and I got it for $110, and I've seen it for $90. Was, you know, hey. Sometimes I find it where, well, that is the best deal. Heck, they want it for $30. I can find it for $80. That's the cheapest besides that. So, but I just get frustrated because my phone's, because it's like, oh, you have like 2 months left on your 30-month contract thing. I'm like, that's why I don't know how I see some of these people that every time they turn around, they have a new phone. I don't know. To me, it's just a waste of money. And when I get a phone, I'm going to have it forever. But they don't make things like they used to. Nope. There's no profit in quality. There's profit in having you buy stuff over and over again. The phones are getting to be like the pharmaceuticals. Well, a cure, there's no profit in a cure. But guess what? If they had to buy needles and syringes and insulin and test strips and monitors and cha-ching. Well, if you didn't know about the Pocono races, I want to get into NASCAR really quickly. I got about 3 minutes left. Ryan Blaney and the Wood Brothers made it into victory lane. And guess what, folks? He didn't do a burnout. He wanted to do a gentleman's. Back in the day, they used to take the flag and they'd wave and, you know, and why tear up a car? He goes, these things are not cheap. And if you sit there and you do a burnout and blow a tire or something or damage something, that's profit. He's like, I just want to go and thank everyone for being at the race and wave and have that checkered flag and do it like they used to. Awesome. That's just class right there. I mean, not that the burnouts are not fun, but, you know, when you sit there and spend all that money and do all that work on that car and then... Yep, he blew a tire and tore out the one side and... Yeah. But they are investigating it because all the Hendrick Motorsports cars have brake issues. And they could basically put their foot to the brake to the floor and it really wasn't stopping much. So I'm really interested to see when they actually go through the cars and inspect them. And I think even NASCAR is going to go in through them and inspect the cars too to see if it's a safety issue. I mean, they had wrecks because of that, and people can die, you know, and safety is number one. Yeah, it is scary. And though I love it when Jimmy Johnson wrecks out, I want him alive. I want them all alive. You know? I hate that gut feeling when the car is stuck and it's not down. I don't like that feeling. That's not, no. But to see the Wood Brothers back in Victory Lane, and I think Ryan Blaney's going to be there a lot. I think they found something with him, and they've got something going, and I think it's going to be something that's just going to, I think it's not the last time you'll see him in Victory Lane this year. I don't think so. He was just incredible. I mean, it was just like, wow. So, I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do, and I hope you try to do something, as Matthew West always said. And remember, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives. Until this coming Thursday, good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.